This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the price Ito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Miami Dolphins are in Spain. They are getting ready for their Week 11 matchup against the Commanders before they go on the bye next week. Kickoff Sunday is set for 9:30. Game Day Uncensored gets going at 7 a.m. So tune on in for that. The Hurricanes are taking on NC State tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. The Canes are, last I checked, 14.5-point favorites in this one.
I mean, they making them favorites like they top 12. I don't know. I think if they want to have any type of run, they better start getting off to quicker starts.
They got to win every game by like 28 points or more.
Yeah, but they got to just start. Look, Vlad, regardless of who they play, these slow starts, when you think you could just turn it on or crank it up when you have to, this from the coaches to everybody. Sometimes you give a team hope.
Well, the
and so this is what's happening. Those the two games that they lost, the other team kept it close because you were slow out of the gate. Then they start getting confidence, and then you end up losing or running out of time or going into overtime or whatever. So you got to start. Listen, we got this is where we are. This is what we have to do. We have to be impressive. But the way to be impressive is you got to prove to these people selecting that you're not going to start off slow like this every week. Because if I match you up against any other top 12 team and you come out of the gate slow like this, you're probably not going to win.
The big news yesterday that was floating around and that was official, Keontae Scott's going to be out for the Hurricanes. So they lose a big-time player for them in the secondary. I think he's Pro Football Focus's top-rated cornerback in the country this year. Ooh. So not great. Fletcher's going to miss this game too. So Kane's got some big injuries to deal with.
Hey, why is Fletcher missing? Just swole. Swole. Swole.
Tired of every carry being up the middle? I don't know.
I mean, like there could be some nuance to it. Like you can still run the ball downhill and be creative with it. And I think that's the thing that frustrates me that people don't understand. You just look at it as why are you running the ball up the middle, right? And but you can run the ball up the middle with traps, with counters, with tosses. Now they run a toss counter. There are teams that are very creative with getting the ball downhill. The fact that you are going to be almost arrogant to the point of we going to do what we do. And I'm not saying this team isn't good, but they ain't that good. Right? They're not that good. They're not to the point where you just dominating everybody. So there has to be some nuance to what you do. That's offensive football. And there's a couple of coaches in town that seem like they're off on that.
I would like to see a full complete game from them. It's not, and I
just
don't
a quicker start. Stop. See, they start the game off.
But we've seen both. I mean, we've seen quick start, slow endings. We've seen slow endings. We really haven't seen like that consistency.
Quick start is better. Quick start is better because you're dealing with 18 to 22, 23-year-old kids, and you need to give them confidence. You don't want them going into a game and saying, man, how are we in the game with this team? And then next thing you know, they make a couple of big plays. And now you're wondering, how do we just lose? You need to build confidence with your own guys, letting them know, because you don't want them going to the second half and know, here we go with another run up the middle. This crap ain't working, right? You don't want that on the field either.
The Heat, they're back in action tonight. They're taking on the New York Knicks at 7 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Jason Jackson will have your call on the Miami Heat audio experience, and Tommy Tighe and Solana will get you going with preheat. Our coverage gets going at 5:45. And Asia Wilson, she was on Good Morning America today. And, of course, talking about Bam Adebayo.
Ironic. What a coinkydink.
What? She was, she what, you know?
She happens to be at Good Morning America's set studio in New York.
Schedules line up.
And the same time, her boyfriend, who's not playing, but her boyfriend's team is in the Miami Heat's playing the New York
Knicks.
Well,
she travels with them.
Does she travel to Minnesota?
I think she travels everywhere.
Does she travel to Salt Lake City?
They were joking the other day about, they said Bam's always packing for two. Like, yeah, I think she goes everywhere with
them. She goes to Charlotte? There's certain cities that, you know, the girlfriends might not be
traveling. He's from North Carolina, probably wants to show some things off, but does she go to...
She's not going to Salt Lake.
I don't know. Great Mountains.
She ain't going to Sack of Tomatoes.
She said
she don't have nothing to do right now.
She ain't got nothing to do. She ain't going to Sacramento.
She was in the dog pile with the Wiggins alley-oop.
Oh, she was celebrating with them?
Well, I don't think intentionally. Like, they all just started going over towards her, and then she's in the middle of it. But she said
a whole domino effect.
On Bam Adebayo, in my eyes, he's perfect. He's perfect. He can do no wrong. Obviously, he's a human, but the support that he gives is just trust. It's incredible to know that I've kind of met my match. Wow.
Now they got to get married now.
Goosey's good.
I need that.
Dude.
Yeah, that is Goosey's.
Wow. Good. How about that?
No minus one here.
Or I ain't going to never give you a minus one for that.
Goosey's galore.
Goosey's. I will give you a minus one for your garbage domino skills, though.
Jeez, all right. You still held on to that, huh? I mean, like, it was just one time.
You're right. If you were so mad, you should have just brought your own dominoes for media day, and you didn't.
You can't do the same bit every year.
Hey, man. Hey, clearly, you guys
call him up.
Dominoes.
Dade South says she sounds like Will Campbell talking about Drake May.
That's a good one.
But it comes when you're talking about what a 3 or 4 time MVP, it comes from a different place.
I'm telling you this right now, she wants a different ring.
Sounds like it,
because she's voiced, like, she's publicly letting everybody know that's her man. And we've all known about this relationship for a couple of years now. But the way you're saying, I've met my match and all of that.
Well, no Christmas game this year, maybe he does a Christmas engagement.
There's going to be an engagement on the court sooner rather than later.
You know, maybe you do it after you win the NBA Cup in Vegas.
And you just get married in Vegas. Have Elvis.
Exactly.
Have Elvis be the minister.
I love how you guys have jumped so.
What?
So
what's wrong? I think that's a great idea.
I don't see nothing.
You, wow. you have a fake Elvis marry you guys?
Like, I mean, I would like that.
You buy him out of bar, take Miss Asia Wilson to be your lawfully wedded wife.
He can even sing the song down the aisle.
Hey, very much.
You have Elvis sing and be the justice? Oh, come on, man. You can't beat that.
Wise man.
It's a terrible one.
Only fools fall in love. Falling in love.
Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey. Wow. No wonder it's a drive-through wedding.
Can I have a courtside seat?
Please send $20 to little Lisa Marie right there. Little Lisa Marie is taking all the donations right there.
Anybody want to hear J-House rock? Doom, doom. Anybody want to hear Hound Dog? I see him over there, Davion Mitchell.
Excuse me, everyone. I just ate a burrito.
Oh, man.
That's from Eddie Murphy. That's from Eddie Murphy.
Take a break.
Remember when Elvis had the crappy walk when he was fat?
Yeah, it was sad. Yeah, he was sad.
He was in Vegas.
He went down a terrible hole with that stuff.
Mm-mm-mm. Died on the crapper in Graceland.
Yep.
That's not the way you want to go.
Didn't he have some other stuff in him, though?
Yeah, he was taking
drugs.
A lot. Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's bury some people. You're dead to me. We're going to talk a little UFC coming up with our guy Bo Nickel, who's going to be on the card this weekend, UFC 322. So we'll talk to Bo coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, let's bury some people. First off, a little injury news on the Dolphins. Austin Jackson doubtful to return against the Dolphins, but he has started practicing. So I would say probably after the bye.
Yeah, he'd be ready, January 5th?
Yeah, about that, dude. Something like that.
Last game is what, January 3rd?
Yep. Here's who's dead to me. They're dead on arrival. The Tampa Bay Lightning. Because even though my rage was first pointed at that rat bastard, Kenny Atkinson, don't think I've forgotten about you, John Cooper, and your antics in the preseason. So dead to me, DOA, dead on arrival. The Cats are coming for you tomorrow night.
You're dead.
Lightning, all of you, and that smug John Pooper. He's new. You want to talk about the coaches that are enemies of me? Kenny Atkinson, J.J. Redick, smug. And John Cooper, also smug. Dead to me.
You come up with a new petty
You're
list
dead.
Every week.
Smug.
No, for real. He's been on one this whole week with the
smug.
Same two people.
He's smug.
And another thing. Hey, so when do the Pinks play? Is it this week?
Tomorrow.
So what's dead to me is MLS. Like, look, you had me. You had me interested. I enjoy watching the Pinks play. I don't necessarily understand everything's going on. They all cry way too much. They're all roll on the field. I never know when the game ends, but I like watching, you know, Messi for the local team.
Mm-hmm.
But how long does the playoffs go? Holy smokes. We've been at this a month.
I think the finals.
You just barely through the first round.
I think the finals in December.
Like, come on.
Play Sunday, by the way. Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry.
Like,
Sunday at 5 against Cincinnati.
I want to be supportive. I really do.
Wait, do they play? But, they play next week. I don't even think they play this week, Vlad.
I'm trying to look at the schedule right now.
I think they play the
23rd. Which is making my point even more.
I think they play Sunday the 23rd. That's when the playoffs resume. Because I remember Dan Day telling me.
Yes.
They have a week off. So I think they're off. They're on next week.
They play Cincinnati at Cincinnati at 5 p.m. And then Philadelphia plays New York City FC 7:45.
Yeah, so they don't play till next week.
And it's a one game, right? This is a one game.
This is a one-off.
It's one game, right. So they've been off for 2 weeks.
I think Thanksgiving, you know.
Well, you know what? You know what, Leroy? I'm going to double you up on that. Not only is MLS, you know, you're dead to me with that. This is not my you're dead to me. But now they're thinking of changing the schedule and having go against the big Premier Leagues, like Premier League and La Liga and Bundesliga and all of them. They want to go against the European leagues at the same time, which is
as much as I'm a fan of the Bundesliga. I don't know. I mean, I got to stay loyal to the Pinks.
I mean, I wish I could watch them.
Well, you can on the 23rd.
You're dead to me.
Save the date.
That's what? Is that 3 weeks? 3 weeks from the last playoff game?
That's next Sunday.
Yeah.
That's got to be 3 weeks, right?
I don't think the Dolphins don't play next Sunday. You get the bye, so you can just get ready for football.
Instead of football.
Yep.
Man, come on. Yeah, $5. $5 says you'll forget that they play on Sunday.
I'm not betting money that I'll lose.
But you're the one that wants to watch it, so.
No, I know, but
are
I'm
you
just
gonna
saying,
forget it?
That's why they're dead to me. I like.
It's also on Apple TV. Do you have that?
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, man.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Cut it out.
What? Don't get mad at me.
Sure.
Why would I be complaining about a game I can't watch?
I would have. I don't mean to be rude.
Oh my God.
I don't mean to be
You're
rude, but like 50-50 that you knew it was on Apple TV. Like you probably thought it was on Fox.
I watched. You're the worst.
I'm sorry. I don't remember the last time you've come in here with a thought on the Pinks.
You've been mad at the world, and now I got to catch some shrapnel. I knew it was coming at some point.
Listen, I don't have the Pinks package. I did the first season. I bandwagoned it. Then they were like, "Yeah, I'm like $70 again to watch the Pinks." I feel like they're on other TV too much. But they did announce they're just adding it to Apple TV next year, which is nice. So then I'll watch more of the Pinks next year.
Yeah.
You know, new stadium, new TV package. you know.
They are building that so quickly. It's scary.
Well, better. Messi, I mean, time's ticking on Messi's career, you know?
That's right. By your house, more traffic?
No. So where, you know, where I'm always getting the train, it's actually right by there. And I pass by there every single time I'm on the way to the studio, so I see it.
So you can give us daily updates on progress.
Yeah, every time I pass by, I look over, there's a new garage being built, and it's just crazy to me how quickly they do this.
Do you take a tour every time you go there? Is that why you're late?
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Hey, no, I drive around it, okay?
Hey, what did you think was going to happen, Jennifer? You got to know this man by now, especially the way he's been all week. Come on.
No, for real.
I've been normal all week.
No, you haven't.
Yo, today you've been all week.
What wrong? The Alex Gonzalez take?
The Alex Gonzalez, Kenny Atkinson. He might have won the battle, but he lost the war.
He did lose the war.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he lost the war, dude.
He didn't.
Who's dead to you, Jennifer?
I mean, I don't really have one this week. It's kind of like a reoccurring one. AI, once again, is dead to me this week because now I've seen more of people using it to exaggerate like a travel destination and it's not really how it looks like, or mainly news, because you know how things have gotten really intense over time and now people are just faking news and I don't like that.
What is
you're giving us false information.
Do you have like an example that like got
Marcos.
You?
Marcos
being a realtor?
And Marcos being all these type of jobs. Oh, my God.
That's another one. Like, I can't even tell what he's doing anymore these days.
What is he selling? Lily pads?
I don't know, I guess. And I think now he's getting into car washing. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on.
Frog car wash.
Froggy splash? Froggy wash?
That's a good name.
I like it.
Who's dead to you, Vlad?
Justin Fields.
You're dead to me.
Oh, you done with that experiment?
I've been done with that experiment. But, man, all the time in the world, his wife, why is his Wi-Fi so slow? Like, I don't understand. The guy cannot process. His Wi-Fi is dial-up while everybody's on 4K.
He's buffering. Like,
buffering? I would take the buffering. It's just, doop, like, he can't process.
He does kind of pick up on, like, it's almost like, it's not that he's not picking up on it. Here's what happens, Vlad. When you come out of college, you're used to seeing guys open.
No,
and
I
you
know.
You throw to the open guy.
Especially if you play at Ohio State.
It's hard for some quarterbacks to throw a guy open. You understand what I'm saying? So he sees where the ball should go, but if the guy ain't there yet, he pats the ball.
Well, he's a patter, and he takes a long time to process. And
yeah.
It's not good. All the talent, and I wish him well. But
just for somebody else?
Yeah, man. Give me Mendoza, man.
Kind of sounds like you wish him no success anymore.
No, I wish him success. Just not with the Jets. You know, it's Rap City, USA.
Can't blame you. All right, that is your dead to me. The Dolphins getting set for Commanders this weekend. The Panthers, they got the Lightning tomorrow at 5. We got UFC tomorrow. Yeah, I want to gamble on this one. This is a fun card. Yeah, a lot of fun fights. For some reason, my Hard Rock app is acting all crazy, though.
I've heard a lot of people saying their Hard Rock app has been like weird. Like they'll just start like doing a buffer itself.
That's like, what's going on right now. I was trying to like look at the lines for this weekend because Makhachev is like a -330 favorite over Jack Della Maddalena, and I do kind of agree. Like I think Islam is going to win, but I might take a little chili pepper on Jack Della. You know, I mean, Dustin Poirier had a pretty good fight against Islam. I mean, crazy to think that he can make this. Maybe I'd just bet the fight to go to the distance, something like that. I don't know. But I can't see the odds right now. I can't see the odds. This acting's all crazy. Dade South says Tobin is Jack Deli. Oh, no. So, and then Heat tonight. Get my, get settled down, watch the NBA Cup. Then the Heat are off until Monday. Boots on the ground back on Monday against the Knicks. So we'll have to see what goes on there and what's what.
So we had two back-to-back games against the same team, huh?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We'll see we'll see what Mike Brown's got to do. Maybe, you know,
back in the day, they used to do a lot of home and homes back to back, though.
Yeah, the home and home is not new. It's new when you're in town and you doing the same team in the same city. That's a new post-COVID thing that they've done.
Right.
You know, they started doing like, oh, you'd play the Bucks twice. They're going to be staying in Miami. And everybody wants to do the stay down here. You know, and you know, the reason for it? Because it's supposed to be easier on the body, Kenny Atkinson. It's supposed to have less wear and tear.
Oh, Tobes, you know whose birthday was yesterday?
Who?
Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you recognize him?
Dude.
Come on, you knew it was going to go that way.
He did make me cough blood once.
Who, Vinny? Yeah. How? He punched you?
No.
He punched you?
No, he threw me a lollipop. And then I got crushed.
Jeez. What'd you say to him after you gathered yourself? Or did he say sorry right away?
We got back to the huddle. I was trying to make sure all my faculties were there. I could taste blood in my mouth. He said, my bad.
Oh.
I'm like, you think?
Damage is done.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you didn't recognize him. Still salty.
No, I didn't recognize him because, dude, he had a head full of gray hair. Caught me off guard. Honestly. That's all it was.
Man. Is Bernie doing okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him two days ago. He's
I see the liver thing is being
yeah. Reported. Yeah, they're just treating all the symptoms until they can maybe find get him a liver. So I don't know where that is. I'm like I just ask him if he's all right, if he needs anything, because to ask him, you know what I mean?
It's stressful.
Right.
I got you.
Right.
I just feel like with Bernie, he's so positive. He's always going to say he's all right.
No. Yeah, he is. He'll stay positive, but he lets you know what's going on.
All right. Well, I hope he's doing all right. Saw him do his video from social media. I was like, oh, boy. Hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Hope he's all right. Today we got to gather ourselves. We get ready for this game. We hope the Heat can continue their lead in the NBA Cup. Mm-hmm. Remember, point differential matters. First off, get the win. Numero uno. Stay unbeaten. I don't know who the Bucks got. They're on our heels. Who do they got tonight?
Either Charlotte or the Bulls.
Charlotte. Jeez. That's not great. Milwaukee's a 9.5-point favorite tonight.
Against Charlotte?
Yep.
You think I would be wrong if I took all the double-digit dogs in the NFL?
There's not that many.
There's not many. Do you say it's right at 9.5?
It's a pretty good week this week. There's a pretty good slate of games this week, so...
Might not have that opportunity because I told you yesterday I'd take the Jets. I'm not.
Yeah, you got the Jets. Like, the biggest spread is the Browns. The Browns are the biggest dog of the week. They're 7.5.
Yeah, but no.
No, because it'll be 13-10. And
maybe you'll get Shador. Maybe that'll be why you took your fancy.
I was, you know how I am with that. I was a proponent of, you know, they – see him every day, and what happens is, regardless of what your talent is, you have to put yourself in a position where a coach and a team feels comfortable with you being out there with the calls, with the play calls, with the checks, and all that. And sometimes you could be very talented, but if you can't do those things, then they won't put you in.
And now you've seen
And so I've said that, and everybody says, oh, you're just another Shador hater. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you how it works. Like, the talent part of it is a part of it. Yes, you need to be talented to play quarterback. But there's so many other things before you have a chance to use that talent that you need to be able to do. But now, after 4 weeks of Dylan Gabriel, I'm like, I'm like Tobin. Let's see what you got. Because
it feels good sometimes.
Huh?
It feels good sometimes to just say, hey, let's see what he's got.
It, It does.
Don't feel bad about it. Don't apologize for it.
My only fear is if the reasons why he's not playing has nothing to do with his talent, how are you going to get around that? How are you going to get around the checks and the mic calls and all that stuff you see a quarterback do pre-snap?
I get you. We'll take a break. Talk a little fighting coming on up. It's a Fight Friday. Bo Nickel is going to be fighting at UFC 322. He joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. Always a pleasure when he gives us time. The great Bo Nickel joining us here. You guys can watch him. UFC 322. Excited to see you back in there, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Weight cut and everything's going good this week. Fight week's been smooth. So just looking forward to getting in the cage on Saturday.
Yeah, you said something on Instagram. Like, did you like do anything different about the weight? Like, was it just a smoother type of thing or anything that changed from the last time around?
Yeah, just been smoother, you know. It's kind of interesting. Every weight cut's different, and you just got to roll with the punches sometimes. Some of them are tougher, some of them are smoother, and yeah, this one's been smooth.
How's the mentals been in this training camp, man? I mean, like, you've never shied away from all the pressure that's on you, but, you know, okay, you take the first loss, I imagine. That happens in mixed martial arts, dude. Like, it's that's the sport. Did it feel any less burden? Did you feel any freer going into this camp? Did it feel like a restart? What was the mental side of all of it?
I think that for me, the mental side, every time I've lost in, you know, in the past in my wrestling career and dealing with that, I've always just been able to use that as motivation and really, you know, it really lights a fire underneath me, and it ignites like a lot of competitiveness. So I feel really motivated and excited to compete again. I think that my last loss, you know, the fight didn't go the way I wanted it to. And I think that I learned a lot from that, but I would say mentally it just has motivated me more than anything. So I'm excited to get back in there.
Did you like try anything different, or did you just feel like it was all part of the learning process? Like, how did you handle it as far as preparation?
how did I handle this fight?
Yeah, just like off of a lot, did you feel like you had to like revamp everything, or did you just feel like, nah, we got to tweak, we learn, and just be, you know, whatever the next thing is, it just another fight?
Yeah, no, I don't think I really felt like I needed to revamp anything. It's just part of life, you know. Everyone experiences losses, and they experience, you know, things not going their way. So for me, it's just, I know I need to get back to training, get back to getting better and improving. And I think that, you know, I just take what I can learn from that experience and move on. It's something that for me, again, I've experienced losses many times. You know, I can look at high school losing the state finals, and college losing the NCAA championship, losing the Olympic trials finals. And these things have been like springboards for me in my career and have just helped me get better. So I think that those experiences helped me deal with this past one, you know, mentally, and just really use it as fuel and move forward with it.
Because it's, can you maybe speak to like, how does like wrestling help with all that? Because I was just calling a fight for Gable Stevenson. He did dirty boxing, right? And I was like thinking to myself the entire week, like, damn, there's a lot of pressure on him, because it's like, you can only, the only victory is like, you got to steamroll a guy or people are going to have things to say. And you've had that burden too. Does wrestling just help? Because you guys just seem so mentally sharp with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, you just have so many reps as a wrestler, right? Like, you know, from 5, 6 years old, you go through competitions, you're in intense environments, and there's, you know, in your mind, you can play it up to make it seem like there's a lot on the line, even when you're very young. So I think you just go through this many, many times, and you experience those emotions, and you just learn how to deal with it. It's not necessarily about like controlling your emotions to make you feel a certain way, but it's just like being able to deal with the pressure and deal with the emotions that come with performing at this level. So I think just the more you do that, the more you're prepared the next time.
Did you watch any of that? Did you see how his striking looked in that event?
Yeah, I thought he looked great. I mean, Gable's a guy that's an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable talent. He's been able to cross over and do a bunch of different stuff. And I think that the thing I was most excited about is him talking about his passion for fighting and how excited he is to do it. And I think that, you know, he's a guy that can pretty much be successful at whatever he wants. So, you know, him picking fighting, I don't have any doubt that he's going to continue to improve and get better and have a lot of success.
If he did ask you, I don't know, you know, what the relationship is with you guys, but like, if he did ask you, obviously he's a guy with a lot of big aspirations too. What would you tell him about like the journey into the UFC? Because I remember coming into the contender series, like, boom, let's get to the main events right away. Like, what would you say about the experience of all that and how to handle a career?
Yeah. I mean, him and I are probably going to be in similar situations where people are going to want to push him and move him forward really quickly. I would say just like, try to get as many good competitive sparring rounds as you can. And when it took me a long time to like sort out I guess like my style and pick like how I wanted to fight, especially because at the beginning of my career, like, everything worked for me, right? Like, it was really little resistance in all my fights. So I would say, you know, figure out how you want to fight, stick to that, and just keep improving your skills every day. You know, don't feel like when you meet adversity that just I guess prior to that even coming, just expect it, you know, every single time you step out. Like, at some point somebody's going to sprawl, stuff a takedown, and things aren't going to work perfectly. So I guess, you know, plan for that and train for that accordingly. But he's got a lot of great guys around him, and you know, I know he's worked a lot with like John Jones, and so, you know, he's going to be fine.
When, you know, the loss happens and whatnot, like, we all know fight fans are very fickle, the rats are jumping off the ship and all that. Like, was that challenging at all, or did you have anybody, like, what was your support system like, as far as just like, you know, you got still a lot of great stuff in front of you? Is it family? Is it friends? Is it hobbies? Like, what were the things that kind of just kept you centered on everything?
Well, what was interesting for me that I didn't really expect, you know, you hear stories of fighters losing and then all of a sudden, like, everybody is, you know, gone. There's no, like, nobody there after that. And, for me, it was kind of the opposite. I felt like after I lost, I actually had more people reach out and show love and support than I did after my wins, which to me was really cool. It says that I'm surrounded by a lot of great people, and, you know, all the people that I'm around are very real and genuine. So, you know, I appreciated that. And I'm definitely a very family oriented guy, relationship oriented guy. So, you know, the people that I'm really close with, they were all there for me just the same, you know, and I know they love me and they want me to win, but that's not the reason that, you know, they're here. They just like me for me, and I feel the same for them. So we're all able to support each other in that way.
So prepping for Rodolfo Vieira, how did you, like, what were the things that you felt you had to be most prepped for in this matchup? What are the things you sharpened up to get the win in this one?
You know, I think that after my last two fights, prepping for jiu-jitsu guys, and now third jiu-jitsu based guy, I felt prepared in that department. But one of the things mentally that I've, I guess, switched is really focusing more on myself versus my opponent. And, you know, of course the matchup is important, but really this fight camp, I've focused more on just getting better and improving my skills and not really worrying about what my opponent's going to do. So, you know, plans go out there and just dictate the pace, the tempo, and control the fight as best I can. And really I'm just focused on me.
And what was the reason for that? Like, was that a something you found within yourself? Did a coach talk to you about that? Like, what did you think that was the necessary switch on that to go from more focused on you being you centric?
I think that, you know, that was something for me in wrestling that was always really important. It was not really, you know, worrying about who I was going to wrestle, just going out there and competing the way that I know how. And so, you know, with fighting, you have to, I felt like I needed to make adjustments because I have so long to prepare for one guy. So I felt like, oh, I needed to really like get ready for this specific guy. And I think that over my last two fights, I kind of learned that that's not necessarily the best strategy for me, especially because I'm so young and I'm just still improving everywhere. So I think that getting back to my roots, getting back to that focus, like similar to how I was in wrestling, where I'm just focused on myself and developing my skills and improving and getting better, I think that'll be what's best for me. And I felt like I made a lot of really big gains in camp, you know, partially because of that.
Well, I'm thrilled to watch it, man. It's always a pleasure watching you in action. UFC 322. Go check out Bo Nickel coming up this weekend from Madison Square Garden. Thanks for the time, man. Always appreciate you. Best of luck in your career, and always enjoy seeing you do your thing.
Thank you. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.